to talk to our rangatira tākuta, David McCree Jensen, Rawiri McCree Jensen. He joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Kia ora, Claudette. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so numbers are ramping up. You know, I mean, they are up. These are positive numbers. They're up, and then they sort of like dip down a little bit, but nothing really substantial for us to say, yay, we're heading on, we're tracking on down. Caution, really cautious. We have to be extremely cautious now that Auckland is going into lifting restrictions, don't we? Tell us how we should be reacting to this.
Yeah, I'm totally into the cautious approach, to be honest. So we see the case numbers bumping up and then kind of bumping down, but the down is not as big as the up. So day by day and week by week, we're getting into bigger numbers, and you know, we're getting very used to having more than 100 cases a day. And a couple of weeks ago, that was pretty worrying. So, you know, I just got to be honest, I think it is worrying now that we have those kind of, you know, 200 cases a day, and we're heading up to some days where we're going to end up at 300. And the other thing to notice is that actually a bigger proportion of those daily numbers are our people. It's Māori really showing up in this outbreak. So this virus is travelling in our communities. It's really reaching into people who are in overcrowded housing or transitional housing or emergency housing. We've got fancy names for it, but really that's the housing crisis we've had for a long time, and COVID's found its way in. And now we've got increasing numbers going into hospitals and all the rest of it. At the same time, the government is sending a big signal, and that's what this step down is. It's sending a big signal, malls are open. So, you know, for me, the caution that you're talking about is really important. Whānau, we need to be careful. Kia matara. You know, watch out for, you know, joining bubbles and stuff like that. Just be very, very careful.
And testing and vaccinating as well. Tell us how we're tracking with the numbers. To be honest, the extraordinary amount of work that's been done by Hauora Māori around Tāmaki Makaurau and the numbers that are assisting our whānau in Te Tai Tukurau, extraordinary, and the mahi that has been done down in Te Tai Rāwhiti and in Taranaki. We're really working very, very hard. We could do more, absolutely, but I want to know whether we can, you know, sort of pat ourselves on the back and give ourselves a bit of a thumbs up for getting our family vaccinated.
Yeah, I agree. Haven't we done well? You know, we came to this vaccination sequence framework the last group because we had the most, the biggest proportion of our population was in this younger age group. And boy, we've done a great job. You know, as you say, the Māori providers have absolutely thrown everything at it. We're getting great results. I think if you look at our trajectory to getting to 90%, it's actually faster than the mainstream Pākehā population. We're getting no thanks for it, really, because the government's putting this other pressure on us, which is, you know, relaxing restrictions, and that's a challenge. But you're not wrong. We've done this fantastic job of getting our community vaccinated. We've got a bit more to do, and it gets a bit harder as we get down to the, you know, the last 10 percentage points or something like that, but it's absolutely worth doing, getting all of our whānau safe. So I think Māori providers, keep going hard, because this is the most important thing we can do to protect our whānau, our community.
With that in mind, is it correct that there are more Pākehā left to be vaccinated than there are Māori?
Oh, way more. Oh, yeah. So my understanding is we're down to about 28,000 Māori left unvaccinated, eligible Māori in Auckland unvaccinated, and I think it's 178,000 Pākehā eligible but not vaccinated. So, I mean, I've got to be honest, everybody get vaccinated is a really good message, because everybody who gets vaccinated helps protect all of us. But I'm really interested in getting as many Māori vaccinated, because then individually they are then protected. So we've got to have both things, you know. We want individual whānau protected and we want our community protected. So we've got to keep working this problem for everybody.
How long do we have before, well, The government wants so many people's percentage, 90%, to be vaccinated, first vaccination, second vaccination. How many days do we have left to get Māori up to the percentage that will see us inside that 90%?
Well, effectively, we've got 20 days left because that's the day that Prime Minister said she wants to get us into that traffic light system, which, to be honest, traffic light system is kind of everything's open most of the time. So we only have a short time frame left to get everybody vaccinated. So if somebody's still sitting on the fence, I say let's reach out to them, get them down off that fence, get them onto the safe side of the fence, and then see who else is close to the fence and help them get across. We've got 20 days. We've got to get really busy and get as many people vaccinated, as many people double vaccinated as we can. It's urgent.
And also to just keep talking to ourselves and to our whānau about vaccination and testing and not worry about all those anti-vaxxers and or whoever else is flying those Trump flags. That's just smokescreen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's some silly stuff, and it's predictable. The anti-vaxxers know they're losing this because day by day our percentage points are getting right up there. Our over 65s are over 90% vaccinated. Our whānau are moving and we are vaccine acceptant, and there's a bit of silly stuff around the edges. That will get worse. I'm sorry about it, whānau. It will get a little bit crazier, but whānau, we've got to do the right thing to look after each other and get protected. And it's urgent right now.
Is there anything else that you wish us to know at this time?
Yeah, I like your message too that says, let's get tested. And I know Māori Provider's done a great job of standing up some fantastic testing centres. Anybody, if you're worried, if you've got any symptoms, get tested. Because we can do a great job of looking after any whānau with COVID. Most important thing is that we're all going to be really careful, we're all going to be really safe, and we're all going to be really vaccinated. Yeah, thanks, Claudette.